is better than 1,000 niggers every day in the week, and that on Sunday he is able to clean out 2,000 niggers, for such are the things that have made the white man inevitable. Oh, and one other thing. The white man who wishes to be inevitable must not merely despise the lesser breeds and think a lot of himself. He must also fail to be too long on imagination. He must not understand too well the instincts, customs, and mental processes of the blacks, the yellows, and the browns. For it is not in such fashion that the white race has tramped its royal road around the world. Bertie Arkwright was not inevitable. He was too sensitive, too finely strong, and he possessed too much imagination. The world was too much with him. He projected himself too quiveringly into his environment. Therefore, the last place in the world for him to come was the Solomons. He did not come expecting to stay. A 5-week stopover between steamers, he decided, would satisfy the call of the primitive he felt thrumming the strings of his being, at least so he told the lady tourists on the Makembo, though in different terms. And they worshipped him as a hero, for they were lady tourists, and they would know only the safety of the steamer's deck as she threaded her way through the Solomons. There was another man on board, of whom the lady...